With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
TJ in Tucson, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott Burrell, very nice to finally get a chance to visit with you.
My man.
You are the reason I am on the radio in Tucson.
That is awesome.
I heard you on a couple of years ago. I've got a very unique voice in some degree, and I heard you, and I'm like, oh, man, this is great news.
That's awesome. So you do radio there. What are you on?
I do. I'm a financial advisor, so I do financial radio, but I love sports, so, you know, maybe someday I'll get my chance.
Well, financial radio is good, too. A lot of people care about the stock market.
Yeah, I guess they do. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk about two things. First of all, what are your thoughts on DeAndre Ayton? I'm a Wildcat fan, Arizona Wildcat fan, that is. So I wanted your thoughts on DeAndre and how big of an impact.
I think he's automatic. You know it. You already know it. I mean, he is a grown man move basketball player.
All the talking heads keep saying, like, he's the greatest thing to come around since Shaq. Do you think that's too much hype? Or
yes, I absolutely disagree with that. He is nowhere near Shaq O'Neal, please. Shaq O'Neal is a once-in-a-lifetime player. This guy is a super mega talented, physically gifted big man that's 7 foot, and he's going to absolutely destroy the boards and finish. I mean, the guy does it all. He blocks shots. He dunks. He rebounds like a fiend off both ends of the floor. He's athletic. He can shoot. He can run. He's a dynamic young athlete. I like his game. I thought he dominated games. People have to understand that, I really believe that, you know, all these guys come on the show, right? Carver High, all these analysts come on the show. Have any of them ever said to me, have you ever noticed any of them to say, man, you don't really know what you're talking about when it comes to basketball?
No.
Okay, so I think I know the game very well, and I play the game, and I know it. And I'm telling you that guy, the reason they didn't win in the NCAA tournament was because the rest of the team let him down. I mean, it's simple as that. When you have a player that good, you have to win, and you have to facilitate the ball through him at all times to make the rest of the team lube and run like a smooth engine. Instead, what they had was all these idiots on that team jacking threes and shooting all these bad, stupid shots and not moving the ball through him. I think that when you have a big, and we've had this before, Mafia, we had the big, we got you and we got Coco, and we go through the bigs, we win. If you got bigs, you use them. What they didn't do, in my view, was use him right in the tournament. They went out real quick because they decided they were going to go out and run and gun and start jacking threes and not using this superstar big man that was like, it's like a grown man against little preschool kids playing basketball, and they didn't use him right. In my opinion, they didn't go through him. Every single trip down, I would have given that guy the ball. At the very least, send it into him and let everything come around him. Either he turns around and posts up, or he turns around and sticks a jumper right in your face because he's 9 feet tall when he jumps, 10 feet tall when he jumps. So no one can block his shot. He's like Kevin Durant. Durant's skinny and long and quicker. But this guy is a monster, and they just didn't incorporate everything through him. It's surprising to me, Mafia, because Sean Miller's a good coach, but in that NCAA tournament, they didn't do what they do best, which was give him the ball.
No, they didn't. Once they got hit, you know, hard by that team, by the underdog, once they came at them and showed that they weren't scared of them, they just went to helter-skelter, just didn't know what to do. They just were frantic and, like you said, not sticking to the game plan. You got a guy like that, you pound it, and even if he's not going to be the guy that shoots the ball every time, just getting it in there makes the defense collapse because of his size, because of how dominant he is. That brings everybody else in to help out a little bit.
It's a lot harder to hit a shot when from outside, from 22 feet out, with a guy in your face, as opposed to kicking it down to the big man. They double and triple him in a box, leaving your guards wide open for sticks.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd rather the guy shoots it off of a in-out, go into the big, come back out to your guy. Once they double him, Someone, we always yell, someone's open. When you got the double, someone's open. And then do you stick the J or not? And they didn't do it. They just absolutely stood around and did nothing like they did all year. All year they kicked everyone's ass by playing ball movement through the big basketball, move it around and get it to the big and finish the deal. And in the tournament, they played, look at us, we're Arizona, we're so great. Wow, we're the number one seed. Look at us. We're going to run up and down and shoot 30-footers, and that's why they lost.
And it doesn't even just have to be, you know, outside three-pointers or jumpers. When you got a guy like that that demands that kind of attention, suddenly your guy's glancing over there while he has the ball, and you back cut right around him for an easy layup if he finds you. Just so many options once the defense is so fixed on a guy like that that you got to go through him, and they didn't.
So the fact that they got Mikal Bridges to go with him, to me, is stunning. It really is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.